microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You may know less about me than anyone.
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
Jeff Lutz.
That's what you're talking about. That's not what I'm talking about.
I mean, the only class in this act, and I'm here to tell you, this boy's soul is intact.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome. It's a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio, Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We are here to co-host Max Fier back in the studio, 869-1240. You can reach him there. He'll hook you in. You know, I've started eating a lot of cubed ice.
What?
Well, I mean, it's a source of water.
Why don't you just everybody drink water?
Says, well, I don't know. I like the ice.
Well, don't eat crunchiness. Ice.
It messes up
your teeth.
My freezer makes really good ice.
Most freezers do.
And the problem is my mouth's frozen.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Hard to talk.
Stop doing that.
You know what I mean? Don't tell me what to stop doing.
I'm going to tell you to stop doing
that. You know what? Nobody's ever told me that.
Well, I don't care what nobody or anybody or somebody or everybody's told you. I'm telling you
you're
to stop doing
me. You're not telling me. I'm never going to follow your lead.
You should.
Your command. I'm not going to do it.
Well, that's your problem, I guess.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
If you want bad teeth and a frozen mouth, then have at it, I guess.
Chewing ice is bad for your teeth?
Of course it is.
Where have you read that?
Everywhere on the history of the planet.
I've never heard that.
Why would it be good for your teeth to chew a rock?
Well, it's just good for your teeth. Builds strong muscles.
I didn't know your teeth had muscles.
Well, your strong jaw. You certainly want a strong jaw.
For what?
For moments like these. When I have
chewing
to jaw
ice,
you down a little bit.
Chewing on ice can cause dental damage like cracked or chipped teeth. It could also damage your enamel, causing increased sensitivity to hot and cold, and leaving you more prone to tooth decay and cavities.
Yeah.
That's something you want in your future?
When you're this age, do you really care?
I would. That's the time I'd care the most.
All right, we're going to look at our picks for the Open. Looks like I won going away.
Did you have four qualifiers?
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm counting right now. I'm just now getting to it.
Because if you didn't, it don't matter if you pick the winner.
I had Schauffele who won it at 9-under. I had Scheffler, who was 1-under, and I had Morikawa, who was 2-over. So that gives me 8-under.
No, you didn't have four qualifiers.
Of course I did.
Well, who was the fourth? You have to have four to qualify. Doesn't matter if you pick 9-under, 18-under.
Well, the other was John Rahm, who was 1-under. So, basically, I was 11 under.
Good for you.
You had no one.
All right, cool.
Well, I'm killing you.
Okay, great.
I'm killing you in everything.
You don't put up the Bob and Jeff drafts, the ones that you know you're going to lose.
I forgot to do that last week. I'll get on it. I'll do it. But anyway, that's two complete wipeouts.
Congrats. I'm not going to change my strategy whatsoever.
You didn't even have four that made the cut.
Happens. British Open's a tough tournament, tough course. Wherever they played, I'm sure it was tough. I know it was rainy one of those days. Maybe that affected people, or windy or something.
The only guy you had was Shane Lowry.
And he was in there. He was in contention. Then he blew up on Saturday. Feel bad for the kid.
Well, I feel good about myself.
Didn't Fleetwood make the cut?
No. Fleetwood... did not make the cut.
It's too bad. I hate that for him.
You're not very good at picking.
He deserved it. Well, I'm not very good at picking guys who are going to reward my picks. That's on them. That's not on me.
I think I wiped you out in our U.S. Open picks.
Didn't Tyrell Hatton make the cut?
No.
I'm pretty sure Matsuyama did.
No, those guys didn't make it. Didn't hear a word out of him.
Ludwig did not, my guy. The Europeans I picked and did not do well in the British Open.
You just had nobody.
So, again, that's on them.
Matsuyama did make the cut, but he was 12 over.
Not bad.
Who else? Who else did you have?
Ludwig didn't make the cut. I don't think Hatton did. Fleetwood, you said, didn't. Rory didn't, I know.
Tyrell Hatton did not make the cut.
Cam Smith, I think, wasn't he like 9 or 10
under?
I mean,
Fleetwood missed the cut. Ludwig Åberg missed the cut.
Yeah, it happens.
Awful. Awful.
Happens.
You ought to be embarrassed.
Couldn't care less, to be honest. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I couldn't care less.
Because when you win, you do care.
I do? Well, I guess for whatever tournament's next. Is there a tournament next, or is that it?
That's it. That's it for the majors, which I miss. I always liked the PGA in August. Now they have that in May, so we're robbed of a late summer major.
Yeah, just kind of one a month for a while.
Oh, well.
That was it.
That's it. TBT in action tonight. Shockers against the Colorado. Well, K-State, what a disappointment.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game, but didn't look like they played well at all. Jacob Pullen did a little bit, but not much else.
No, they're out. So we've got Wichita State's Aftershocks taking on the Colorado alumni team tonight. We'll look forward to watching that. I got the Cardinals early and then that. Now I know why you're upset.
Why? I'm not upset.
Oh, you are.
Says
who? I can tell. Your Guardians didn't hit the ball against some pretty good San Diego Padres pitching.
Nah, it happens.
Well, everything happened.
Not worried about it.
Oh, you're not worried about it?
No, nah, we'll be fine. We got Scooble tonight.
You told me
we'll probably light him up.
You told me yesterday you can't hit.
It's been a while since they've hit well. Everyone in the lineup is slumping at the same time. Everyone. 9 guys. None of them have played well over the last couple weeks.
Well, that's got to be concerning.
It is a little concerning. What do you do? You just got to keep rolling the guys out there.
Because the lead is evaporating. The Twins and Royals now within 5 games.
The lead is not evaporating. It is for Kansas City. But Minnesota, every time Cleveland loses, they also lose.
Well, Kansas City's thrust itself back into this thing. Of course, they did it against the White Sox. And they don't have the White Sox. I think they might be done with the White Sox. They just have beat up on the White Sox all
year
long.
They have Arizona this week.
They have the Cubs in Arizona still to come this week at home.
Minnesota plays a tough team.
And then they go to Detroit. I'm sorry, they have 3 more with the White Sox after this homestand. They go to Chicago and Detroit. Then they're home against Boston and St. Louis. They go to Minnesota and Cincinnati. They have the Angels and Phillies at home. They go to Cleveland. They go to Houston. They've got Cleveland and Minnesota. They go to the Yankees, Pittsburgh, Detroit, San Francisco, Washington, Atlanta. That's who the Royals
pretty down the line left. Schedule. Not terribly difficult, but also not easy.
Well, they got difficult spots in it.
Right.
But they don't have a prolonged period of time where they're playing really good teams. I guess
there aren't that many really good teams.
I guess Philadelphia, Cleveland, Houston, Cleveland. That's a long stretch. But are the Guardians good?
Well, when does that stretch start?
Starts on August 23rd. Against the Phillies in Kauffman Stadium.
Well, we don't know what
that stretch lasts. Well, here it is. It's a pretty, yeah, this is a tough stretch. They have the Phillies at home. Then they're on the road to face Cleveland and Houston. They have Cleveland and the Twins at home. Then they go to New York and Pittsburgh. New York Yankees and Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's a tough stretch.
Very tough.
That's almost a month of challenging games. And I throw Pittsburgh in there because right now, when they have Jones, Keller, and Skeens, that's a tough series.
Yeah, that's maybe one of the best 1-2-3 in the game. Maybe the best 1-2-3 in the game.
Well, we got to face, Keller and Skeens tonight and tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking about we.
You don't love
being
that.
Being the St. Louis Cardinals, who just won 2 of 3 in Atlanta. And we'll see.
I watched the only game they lost.
Yeah, they shouldn't have lost it.
Shouldn't have.
I was at a pool party for our team following it, and just upset. But they came back and won Saturday night. They won Sunday afternoon. Now they go into Pittsburgh, and they got a shot at the Pirates.
Well, they're in the playoffs as we speak.
Right now they are.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for.
That doesn't mean a lot, but right now they are.
Better than the alternative.
No, doesn't really matter.
But it's better than the alternative.
It's better
you
than...
Controlling your own destiny is better than having it controlled for you.
It's better than the alternative that they are 14 games over 500 since they reached the low point of the year. That's what's better. And they got a couple guys in their lineup, Alec Burleson and Brendan Donovan, not to mention Mason Winn, or Wilson Contreras. They got some guys who can hit. Who are making up for the guys who can't hit, namely Paul Goldschmidt.
And Arenado hit a homer the other day.
Yeah.
Is he batting like sixth now?
He's batting fifth or sixth, and Goldschmidt was batting seventh yesterday.
Yeah, well, you got to do that. You can't just let guys get by on their reputation if it's hurting the ball club.
No, you got to do what you got to do, and the Cardinals have played better baseball. We'll see if it lasts. I don't know that I like our chances against Paul Skeens tomorrow night. I don't like anybody's chances against
him. No, he's not lost, and that's for a pretty good reason, because he's really, really good.
Well, that just upsets me.
If you beat him, though, that's a feather in your cap, just like if the Guardians manage to scratch out a couple runs against Scooble and beat him tonight. And maybe you build something off of that. But you never know what's going to happen.
You don't sound that optimistic at the moment.
Well, I'm just kind of waiting to see. Just waiting to see.
What are you waiting to see?
Waiting to see if they make any moves in their farm system. Waiting to see if they make any trades. Waiting to see if Matthew Boyd comes up and is decent. I don't know. We're just waiting.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Meanwhile, the Royals have to feel good about themselves. Don't they?
They should.
They've got a pretty good Arizona team. Remember when I said that that's a team to watch? They could do exactly what they did last year. They could get hot at the right time. I still feel that way
about
it.
What are those pitching matchups? Because Fott went yesterday, and he's been pitching very well for Arizona and pitched very well yesterday.
Well, I have to look. He's good. But they got some other guys. Tonight, the pitching matchup in Kansas City is Yiber Diaz against Cole Reagans. That certainly would favor the Royals.
You would think.
Tomorrow, it's undecided versus Alec Marsh. And Wednesday, it's Ryan Nelson against Michael Wacha. So they're missing a couple of their guys.
Yeah, namely Zach Gallen.
Whatever.
So the Royals have to feel good about that.
I think so. You don't like the Royals.
Why would I? I don't like the Twins. I don't like the Tigers. I don't like the White Sox. I don't like any team except Cleveland.
Well, there you go. Don Henley's birthday today. What'd you do special?
Listen to his music.
Really?
Yeah. Some of it. I was listening to a concert from like 2011 or 2012.
Where'd you get
2012
that concert?
Oh, that guy. There's a website.
That's illegal. That's bootlegging.
No, there's a website. You can go listen to any concert ever, basically.
Really?
Not really, but I mean, they've got dozens and dozens of Eagles concerts on there.
Where was this concert?
I don't remember. Some casino, maybe.
Were we there
up in the Northeast? No.
We went to a Henley show at. In Tulsa.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good era.
After you met your then-to-be fiance.
Yeah, she was just my girlfriend at the time. We had not been going out for very long.
Was that a nervous evening for
you? No, absolutely not.
Why?
Because obviously in Don Henley, there's no nerves.
Well, you're with this girl. Did you what were your thoughts?
My thoughts were, I get to see Don Henley.
Well, what about her? What about the thoughts with her? And getting
no nerves. No nerves.
It wasn't, you weren't.
We were already well ingrained at that
time.
You
weren't anticipating what she would think.
No, I was anticipating what I would think. This is a one-on-one relationship that I have with Don Henley. It's separate from every other.
You sound like a real creep.
It's separate from every other relationship.
You know that.
But it is. It's separate from every other relationship I have.
Really?
Don Henley is not involved in any of my other affairs.
Not in your relationship with me. You would not know Don Henley without me.
I'm sure I would know him.
You would not be aware, or you would not be a fan without me. Does that ever enter your head?
I wouldn't exist without you. There's a lot of things that without you wouldn't.
But I mean, even had you come into the world with me, if I hadn't been a Don Henley fan, you wouldn't be one.
It's possible.
No, it's probable.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I would have drifted toward his music somehow anyway.
No, you would have drifted toward whatever music
seems,
I had chosen.
But you listen to more than just the Eagles. You listen to a lot of classic rock stations and different types of things. And
yeah, but the Eagles were omnipresent when you were a young child.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
That's what I listen to.
As they should be.
And now, as I approach my 70s, I still have great admiration for them and Henley. But it's not like it was in my youth, for sure.
Well, I guess
I appreciate them. I understand. I'm impressed that they're still rolling along. There's certainly a part of me that wouldn't mind going to see them in Vegas. They just added 4 dates in January, which is tempting. But I don't know. I'd say it's less than 50-50.
I want to see some level of invigoration from what are probably going to prove to be their final
concerts. I'll tell you this. If they play the same set list every day in Vegas for 4 months and it's been the same as they've played during this final tour all along, I will not go see them.
Well, I get it. They got to do something, but the visuals are going to be amazing from all indications. And we'll see if that comes to fruition.
How can the visuals be amazing
when they
rarely move?
Well, on the screen.
What visuals do you anticipate?
I don't know. That's why I'm not going to. Before I go, I'm going to the October shows. There's going to be like 6 before mine. I'm not going to watch any videos. I might look at the set list, but I'm not going to go and see what it looks like.
What if the set list is the same it's been?
Well, then it won't matter. I'm still going, but I might not go back. You know what I'm saying? I might not go back anyway. But
I don't know what that means.
You should know.
Here's what we have for you today on the show. Marcus McDuffie is going to be our guest at 2:25. He was the leading scorer for the Aftershocks in their round one win, which was a blowout. Should be more difficult tonight, but Marcus McDuffie, former Shocker, had 18 in that game. He'll join us at 2:25. And then we'll have a Bob and Jeff draft of some sort.
Obviously, we're going to choose Don Henley's solo song.
At 2:25, it's going to be Don Henley's solo song.
Yeah.
Well, the number one pick will win.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will. There's one that stands above in the minds of many.
In the minds of many?
No, that's who
but maybe
on
not
there.
In the minds of me.
Well, that's fine, but it doesn't matter that the people who vote, and as good and as great as Don Henley is, and he's had an incredible career and many great songs. But there's one.
Yeah, but it's not his best.
It's his most known, and for many, it is his best.
Should we take that out of the rotation?
No, I got you thinking now.
About what?
Oh, I got you.
Well, then I guess I want number one pick.
I use some great mental games.
Not really.
To get to where I am.
Why do you think they would work on me?
They just did.
How? Because I asked a question?
Yeah. No, you're already wanting to adjust the rules.
No, I'm just asking
you. Which is exactly what I was going for.
I asked you. I didn't suggest anything.
Which is exactly what I was.
Okay, well, I'll take it number one, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll flip the coin like we always do. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure 2 and 3 will be good picks, too.
No, they will be good, but they won't beat 1.
It's tough.
I'm just telling you.
It's tough.
There's no... Number 2's fairly obvious, too.
As is number 3.
Less obvious. The first two are no-brainers.
What do you think 2 is?
Well, you don't need to...
I just want to know what you think.
I already know.
Because 2 and 3 are the... But just the order. So what do you think 2 is?
For me personally, 3 would be 1.
So you think 2 is...
What? Just say it.
That's a game. We used to do that, don't you remember?
Sure. Just say it for the listener.
Dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry is what you're saying.
Is it?
I'm not going to tell you. I am going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment with Marcus McDuffie. He is with the Wichita Wind Surge. Did you see Rashard Kelly couldn't make it to town?
Crazy.
He was on Twitter this morning asking for a private jet.
He's going to make it.
Did he get a private jet?
No, he drove to Pittsburgh, flew to Dallas, and drove from Dallas.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Marcus McDuffie, our guest next. The Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Here's Marcus McDuffie from the Aftershocks, former Shocker standout. Hey, Marcus, is this your 4th year with the Aftershocks?
Yes, my 4th year.
All right, tell us, before we talk about tonight's game and the excitement about all that, what keeps you coming back? Why is this enjoyable for you?
I mean, first of all, let's start by, out of that our era when my 4 years there, I was one of the top players, one of the important players, and I'm just every year, I'm one of the first guys they ask, and not only, it just feels weird not to come back to my second home, at least 1 week out of the year, 1 or 2 weeks out of the year. I don't think that's a problem, especially to come back and see my fans, see the people that love me and appreciate me, coming here and to get that love again for like a week or two, like it's amazing, just to see friends, old friends and everything. So I think that keeps me coming back, and I think it helps me going into overseas, back overseas.
So the game Saturday against Midtown Prestige, a lot going against it because you played at noon. You were playing a team that was overmatched. Was it hard at all to keep your foot on the pedal? You had a big lead throughout that game. I think you kind of picked it back up once the Elam ending started. But was it difficult at all to keep that same energy throughout?
Yeah, I think it's more of a mental thing. I think, we had a lead pretty much the whole game. We were leading the whole game, and we just got a little lax, ready to finish out the game, and move on to the next, But, the other team plays hard, and too, so they want to really, to play in this arena, people take it serious, and really want to go out and show, how they can play and what they can do, so... You got to be aware of that. That's why you can't get your foot off the gas. You got to just finish the game strong.
Marcus McDuffie is our guest, standout for Wichita State, now a standout for the Aftershocks, who are in the TBT tonight here at Coke Arena, facing Team Colorado, which beat Purple Rain, the K-State alumni team, on Saturday. So what did you see out of this Team Colorado team that you all have to pay attention to tonight?
I mean, first, they're very big. They have great size. They're aggressive and strong. They got good guard play. They can attack. They play fast, too, very fast. So we have to be aware of that. They're going to try to speed up the game. And we have to be aware of that. And, just be physical. And we have to rebound. That's our biggest, question right now. Are we going to rebound strong? Are we going to... Because all these other teams, have pretty much good size and everything. And you know, good guard play. So we just got to be ready. We know this every year. Every game gets stronger and stronger. But this is a really good team, and we got to take this game serious so we can move on to the next round.
So you play, I mean, this tournament has a lot of overseas players who obviously are American. They're playing for alumni teams for their colleges. Is TBT something that's brought up during the season when you're talking with guys? And for you personally, you've played a lot of places. Do you usually make a point to hang out with the American guys, or you try to get to know the other guys? Is it maybe a combination of both?
So the first question you asked, well, the TBT is, it's pretty much like you can make a team. Anybody can make a team and make their own team. You know, anybody can make their own team. So it's turning more into just not just alumni. It's just like a more colleges now are, you know, joining the TBT. So it's becoming more alumni, but you know, you can make your own team and recruit guys. So it's like pickup, to be honest, you know, to win a million. And then the other question is, yeah, we know everybody. We get to know everyone. It's just like, when you're American, you speak, you know, their language, you know, you're going to relate more to them as opposed to the ones who don't. So, you know, that's all it really is. But you're cool with everyone.
I'm talking with Marcus McDuffie. So we get ahead of ourselves in sports all the time. You guys really can't afford to do that. You've got Team mm-hmm. Colorado tonight. The KU yeah. alumni team is playing right before you against Florida TNT. And everybody's so drawn to the potential of anything that has to do with the Wichita State KU matchup. You guys notice that. How do you not think about that as you go into the game tonight?
I mean, we really don't think about it. We just trying to move on to the next game. Want to move on to the next game, like, you know, KU. If they play us, is gonna. We just seen it as a game where the place should be sold out. We should have the whole place sold out. That's what we want, to be honest. Like, we're gonna do our thing on the basketball court, us and KU, if we potentially have that matchup. But we just hope. I'm pretty sure they just hope as well that the whole place be sold out and we get everybody in them seats. That's what we want, to be honest.
And Florida TNT and Team Colorado could have a lot to say about all this, right?
Yeah, but they tough teams too, so got to be aware. There's been a lot of upsets in this TBT right now, so we are aware that this is going to be a big-time game. So
every time, Marcus, that I look at one of you guys, Shockers, playing overseas, it's always a different team and a different country, usually pretty much every year. So is that what it is? Are there such thing as multi-year contracts over there? Are they given out sparingly? Is it hard to get one? Can you get one? And what's that like just kind of playing it year by year?
Ah, man, we'll be talking for days about this. This is crazy.
Like, let's do it.
Crazy. I'm going to try to sum it up to you. But it depends, like, you know, how you start, you know, everybody get dropped into a certain level after college. So, you know, but speaking of different teams and everything, yeah, you can sign multi-year contracts or the team can consistently want you back year to year, you know, because depending on your market, your agent, negotiations and where you feel like you can go and do your best you can. And so, yes, they do give out multi-year contracts. You would personally want more of a year-to-year because each year, you know, at a certain age when you're younger, because each year you want to keep moving up to the higher levels. So once you get up to that higher level, then you basically start doing, staying there longer. Or it depends on your age, too, like where you want to do. Like, you know, if you're a little older, when you got family, you might want to stay somewhere for a certain amount of years. You know, get a multi-year contract, but I'm young, you know, I don't have a family right now. So each year I'm looking to build and keep getting up to that high level. So that's the best way I could sum it up to you. But that's a conversation that we got to have. That's a table talk.
I like it.
Final moments here with Marcus McDuffie. Again, the Aftershocks in action tonight at 8 at Koch Arena against Team Colorado. The KU team, Mass Street, playing at 6 o'clock against Florida TBT. So a couple of very interesting games.
TNT.
You mentioned,
Florida TNT, not TBT.
Right, whatever they're called.
All right, go ahead.
Don't interrupt me. I'm on a roll. You mentioned enjoying coming back to Wichita. What is it about Wichita, Marcus, that you enjoy? Where do you hang out? What do you do when you're here for this week of TBT games?
Well, now that we're here and we're, we have sponsors, we have people that want to represent us, because we're here for the TBT. So, they give us, like, celebrations at certain places, just to show face and make, get their place, rocking, stuff like that. We have, my friend had a grand opening. He just had a new barber, our team barber, had a grand opening to his new shop. So he came a long way. So we just do stuff, we're here for a week, our rest. We go to, we go out to eat. We've been to Chicken and Pickle, what other places? Carlos, O'Kelly's. We go to restaurants. We have scheduled places to eat, with their food, So the Depot, there's so many places I can name. Doc Green's, we'd be over there. We know our guy Devin. So we Wichita's full of places to eat out here. That's one thing you're going to do. You're going to eat out here for sure. I say that. No doubt. Other than that, just chilling with friends, and just, enjoying life and being ready to have fun and play basketball.
So, Marcus, I saw before the tournament you guys were doing a press conference, I think, at Koch Arena, and you said something like, when the crowds are big, that puts a little money in your pocket. And do you get compensated for bigger crowds? Are there other opportunities? You don't have to tell me the amounts or anything like that, but are there other opportunities to make money outside of not winning the tournament and getting the million?
Yeah, pretty much, because, like, that's why we have the the sponsors on our warm ups. If you see, you see the sponsorships on our warm ups and stuff like that. Like, you see the sponsors on the court and everything like that. And that's people who are trying to represent us for the week because they know it's a big thing going on here every year. So, ticket sales are important, for us, because we don't ever, you got to understand, we competing against KU, K-State fans, it's basically competition, and that's what we try to get out to the fans, where it's like, we need y'all to come in the games and fill the seats, because you don't want these KU fans or K-State fans, coming, taking over and getting more ticket sales than us. So, and stuff like that, because that helps us, it's great, for us to defend our city, and make sure, y'all represent the Shockers, And other ways is the sponsorship and everything, I would say that.
One more question, Marcus, and we'll let you go. We're talking with Marcus McDuffie. Hopefully you get to play for several more years, however long you want to play. But where do you see yourself settling down once basketball's over?
Where do I see myself selling out, like, when I'm done playing?
Yeah, when you're done playing, at your post-basketball life, what do you think that happens?
I'm really going to be a trainer. I love kids. I love, like, camps. I'm going to be so into it with trying to make kids better, like, for real. Like, I learned so much in my basketball career. So I just love being around kids and making them get better, kids that want to get better. Because I'm seeing it now with my friends. Like, I have a best friend that's a trainer. Like, he trains people. And I see how much they love him and everything like that. So, he's taught me so much about it and how, things like that. Just, I wouldn't say a coach yet, I would be more like a guy that's going to be a player development or making sure. I just want to do what I see other people not doing the right way.
Yeah. back in New Jersey, maybe, or
back in New Jersey, here in Wichita. Like, I feel like I should have already had a camp here in Wichita. I just haven't had the time overseas, and you know, time be so short, you know, with the TBT and everything. So it's a short summer for me every year, about two, three months. So I've been wanting to camp out here. I wanted to do stuff around here because I know I got a lot of fans here too. So I'm going to have to figure it out soon.
All right, Marcus. Really enjoyed talking with you. Best of luck tonight and then the rest of the TBT. Big crowd, we're sure, at Coke Arena. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes, thank you. Good luck. Good talk.
Thanks, Marcus.
All right, Marcus McDuffie, our guest. We got a Bob and Jeff draft. Best Don Henley solo tunes. That'll be the topic. And I look forward to it.
Because it's his birthday if you missed the first segment of the show.
Nobody misses a segment.
You wouldn't think, but you never know.
July 22nd, Don Henley, born in 1947.
Crazy.
Here we are in 2024. Tomorrow on the show, Denise Neal will be on. And Wednesday, we'll talk with MLB Pipeline's Jim Callis.
Interesting.
Get his thoughts on the draft, prospects.
Mm.
We do that every year with Jim. What do you mean?
Just not a big fan of baseball right now.
See, there it is.
Got Austin Hedges back in the lineup.
There it is.
That
small little thing. We got Austin Hedges in the lineup.
John Kinsey Noel should play every day.
That turns you off to the point.
But let's give him a week break and then throw him in there against Tarik Skubal. That'll help
him. That turns you off so much that you just can't take it.
I mean, I'm starting to lose faith in my guy, Voter, as they call him.
Well, you never dreamed you'd be in the position you are. So I don't know.
Well, maybe
I don't know what to tell
take
you.
Take advantage of it. Instead of, hey, we got Austin Hedges. We got ultimate clubhouse guy. He'll go 0-for-5.
You know, every time I post something on Facebook, it tends to get a lot of responses. I don't know why that is. I think I'm a lightning rod. And sometimes I have to step in and get control of things. Is that okay? I view my Facebook page as my page.
Well, yeah.
And I can control what goes on there and what's said there.
You can, I think, turn off comments if you don't want them.
No, I don't want to turn them off. As long as they're respectful and they don't cross that line into disrespect, then I'm fine. But when they do, on whomever it is, I like to, I like to unfriend them.
Do whatever you want.
Well, what do you think about
that? What do you want me to say? I think it's whatever.
I mean,
I don't really think anything about it. It's your choice, your prerogative. Do what you got to do. Did you just unfriend somebody?
Two. Who were arguing with each other and being disrespectful.
Well, that's no good. You don't want anything like that going on.
Just don't be disrespectful.
On your post, they were arguing with each other.
That happens all the time.
Of course it does. I think I'm just about done.
With social media?
With politics.
Well, this isn't that political.
I understand. But people are making it their entire identities. I'm Democrat or I'm Republican.
Right.
And I'm just done with that.
That's because of the time in which we live. And we need to get back to a more sensible time. And I don't know if we will. I don't know what the road ahead looks like. But this is unsustainable.
Yeah.
And people on both sides need to realize that. And it doesn't seem like they do. And until they do, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. I have my views.
Not everybody
else does. They're probably not changing. If they change, it's going to be from introspection, not from what anybody else says. And now I think I'm done. I think I'm just done.
Well, be done.
I will. I am.
Well, I don't know what that means.
I'll continue to vote and participate in the process as much as I can. But as far as discourse goes, I'm pretty much out.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Just letting everybody know.
Well, nobody's asking.
Well, I'm telling.
Well, but doesn't somebody need to inquire before?
Not necessarily. We're talking here. We're having a conversation.
Before they're told? I mean, I'm going to continue to be in the discourse to some degree, not blatantly. I don't post on politics, but I want people to figure it out. And continuing to put politicians above humanity is the epitome of insanity. I don't get it. There's to make the others out to be rotten to the core, and only you are virtuous. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's out to get everybody else. Everyone's got to one up somebody. Everybody's got to put somebody on blast, or you know, whatever the common term is. I'm just so over it.
Well, be over it.
I'm telling you, I am.
Well, I didn't ask.
Well, I don't need you to ask.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't ask about your Facebook
post. Let's
start
over. Are you over it?
Very much.
All right, thank you. There.
It's just so many people with no real skin in the game. Like, whoever's president is not going to affect my life that greatly. So what do I need to be outspoken for? I'd like to be outspoken for others, but I also think those people can use their own voices.
Well, they use their voice at the ballot box, and everybody needs to vote, and then everybody needs to accept what the vote was, and everybody needs to move on. And we're not in that space of time right now. We're in a different space of time, and we need to get back to whatever that was, whether that was normal or civil, whatever that was, where when people lost, they admitted it and they moved on. That'd be a good thing.
It's a good place to restart whatever we're working on right now.
That'd be a good thing to do, to kind of let everybody know that everything's going to be okay. That's really all I ask, is that run the election, go get your votes, try not to be an a-hole while you're in that process. And let the chips fall where they may. There, that's all I got to say. And you forced me to say it.
No, I didn't force anybody to say anything.
You forced me to say it.
But it's just every comment. Hey, did you go swimming at the lake this weekend? Yeah, but Republicans did. But like, who cares? Enjoy your life as much as you possibly can. Be nice to other people.
Everybody, we need to get back to that. As we said, we. There's no more need to talk about it. All right, we've got an hour left. We're going to do a Bob and Jeff draft.
Is that whole segment?
Yeah, that's about it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's about it. And when we come back, it's going to be Jive Talk. That's your opportunity. At least it used to be. We open things up to our callers. But our callers would rather listen to me.
They may or may not want to participate.
They'd rather listen to me.
Whatever. If that's what you think, good job.
We'll be right back.